姐妹们，大家早安。
Today's topic is Jesus' law position tested to reveal arrogant errors.
今天的题目是主的律法立场被检验，显明傲慢错误的人。
Mark chapter 12, verse 18 to 27. Verse 18 said, Then the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question.
马可福音十二章十八节开始，撒杜该人常说没有复活的事，他们前来问夫子说。
Sadducees actually is one sect of Judaism.Followers of chief priest, and they accepted only first five books of Old Testament. It's a conservative group, and they don't believe immortality of soul, resurrection of body, angel and deity.
撒杜盖人是古时犹太教一个以祭司长为中心的一个教派。那他们是承认圣经的前面五个经，就是摩西五经，然后是属于所谓的保守派，不同于法利赛人，他们不相信灵魂的不灭、肉身的复活、天使以及神灵的存在。
And they came with a question to for Jesus.
那么他就来问耶稣一个问题。
And their question is this: Teachers, they said to Jesus, Moses wrote for us.That if a man's brother died and leaves a wife with but no children, then the man must marry the widow and have children for his brother.
他们的问题就是说，夫子，摩西为我们写着说，人若死了，撇下妻子，没有孩子，他兄弟当娶他的妻，为哥哥生子立后。
So we can tell from here, Has the Sadducees read Bible?
那从你们看出来，撒都该人他们是不是有真的很详读圣经呢
？Did they memorize scriptures?
他们有没有把这个经文背得很熟呢
？So they read Bible and they memorized. They remember some scriptures.
的确，他们是有读，而且是有些经文他们是背得非常的熟的。
Let us see where the scripture they quoted from.
那我们看一下这段经文是从哪里出处，在哪里
？And this is the law handed by Moses.
这是摩西所传下来的一个律法。
And it's in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5.
是在《生命记》第二十五章第五节。
It stated like, if brothers are living together and one of them dies without a son.His widow must not marry outside the family. Her husband's brother shall take her and marry her and fulfill the duty of a brother-in-law to her.
生命记二十五章第五节，弟兄同居，若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻不可出嫁外人。她丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶她为妻，与她同房。
And then verse 6 says, the first son she bears.Shall carry on the name of the dead brother, so that his name will not be blotted out from Israel.
第六节，妇人生的长子必归死兄的名下，免得他的名在以色列中涂抹了。
Actually, these law given by God through Moses to Israel.
事实上，这些律法是从神借由着摩西把它传给众人的。
Is it pop out something unusual to you?
这里
in the scripture.
这里有没有什么你觉得好像有点不合适的地方
？See, God gave these law to Israel. There is a very unique purpose.
神立下这样一个约，在以色列当中是有一个很特别的一个目的的。
The first of all is God want to keep Israel people.
第一个，神要保存这个以色列，他们这个民族。
Their seed need to continue to grow.
然后他们必须要能够子子孙孙能够延传下去。
Because Israel is God's testimony.
因为以色列是神的见证。
And they are God's witness.
然后他是给神做见证的。
Think about this: if Israel people, this tribe, totally disappear in the history, what happened to us?
我们可以想想，如果这个以色列这个种族从这历史中完全消失了，我们今天会是一个什么状况呢？
Then the Bible to us will be just like a kind of a story in the past, but it's not the real truth.
那这个圣经就变成好像一个历史故事而已，对我们来说没有什么实质的效应，不是一个真实的事情。
Because God's promise through Abraham to Israel is this tribe, these people should last forever to be witness for him.
因为神的旨命就是从这个以色列族，从这个亚伯拉罕的后代开，亚伯拉罕一直到他的后代，是要为在万民中是为神做见证的。
And Israel people, they are very few in this world.
那我们知道这个所谓的以色列，他们人在这个世界的这个种族中是人数非常少的。
So if a brother died and no children, then the wife should marry the other brother to keep the seed for the Israel.
所以当兄弟里面如果有一个人死了，他的其他的弟兄兄弟们就要娶这个妻子，然后可以把他能够留种。
So you can tell from the history, if any people want to get the Israel people diminished, that person belonged to Satan.
So we know from 有史以来，如果有人想要把这个以色列种这个灭种的话，这个人就从撒旦里面而来的。
Just like Hitler.
就像希特勒。
Like the president of Iran today.
就像当今的这个伊朗的总统。
We are not coming here to say how good Israel people. No, this is not the position.
我们今天不是在讲说哦，以色列人有多好多好，这个不是我们的立场。
Our position is Israel existent. This is for God's testimony. That's why we don't want to jeopardize their existence.
我们的立场是从神那里来，因为神是要立这个以色列人种族给他做见证的。所以我们的立场是应该与神一致的。
So this is the purpose that God gave this law to Israel people.
所以这是为什么神给以色列人这样一个 很特别的一个律法。
And secondly is to allow the Israel people to inherit their ancestor property. That means the land of Palestinian.
另外一个很重要的神跟他们的一个约就是他们可以可以继承他们祖先亚伯拉罕所继承的那个土地，他们有这个神会给他们一个地图。
And so, Palestine or Canaan became a symbol of God's kingdom.
所以这个巴勒斯坦地或者迦南地就变成一个神的象征。
So if the brother die and no children, nobody can inherit his property.
所以如果是一个人死了，然后他的兄弟又不给他立后的话，他的这个继承就遗产就没有办法去继承了。
So we can see that the purpose of this law for Israel is to keep God's witness alive and also to inherit God's property or promise of the land.
所以我们知道神立这个约的主要的中心就是一个就是他能够保留他们以色列的这个民族，他这个种。第二个就是他们以色列人可以继承神所应运给他们的这个产业，就是这个地图。
So I want you to focus on these people, Sadducees. They study the Bible, they read the Bible, and they even memorize some scripture.
那我们就仔细来看一下这个撒都该人。他们经文是读得非常熟的，甚至可以倒背如流的。
And now they came with a question. After they read that scripture, and they came with this question and want to ask Jesus.
所以他们就把这个经文找了出来，然后就拿来这个经文来问耶稣。
And then the following is their question. Now there were seven brothers.The first one married and died without leaving any children.
然后接着他们就把他们问题提了出来。第二十节说，有弟兄七人，第一个娶了妻，死了没有留下孩子。
The second one married a widow, but he also died, leaving no child. It was the same with the third.
第二个娶了她也死了，没有留下孩子。第三个也是这样。
In fact, none of the seven left any children.
那七个人都没有留下孩子。
Have you ever wondered whether this woman is a black widow?
你没有想这个人是一个黑寡妇啊？怎么这么磕啊？
FBI should start the investigation about any possibility of life insurance policy involved.
所以也许这 FBI 要调查一下是不是有这个保险的这个问题存在。
Well, last of all, the woman died too.
后来那个妇人也死了。
And then their question is, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven were married to her?
然后他们这个问题就是说，当复活的时候，她是哪一个的妻子？因为他们七个人都娶过她。
Well, whether their question is rational?
你们觉得他这个问题是不是合理的？是不是有逻辑化呢？合不合理啊？
But Jesus knows what exactly in their heart.
So, 耶稣不管他们的问题合不合理，耶稣知道是他们的内心。
The attitude they got to come to Jesus actually is with kind of a teasing and tempting.
其实他们这个态度，他们来耶稣问这个问题的态度，就是一种想要测验耶稣，或者是一个想要这个戏弄耶稣的一种态度。
They thought they knew the scripture, the Bible.
他们认为我对这个经文是实在是太熟了。
So they will come here and fooling around and make fun of Jesus.
然后他们就把这个经文提出来，以此来这个戏弄或者取笑耶稣。
We learned the very beginning, they did not believe resurrection, yet they came with a question about resurrection.
那我们跟你讲的撒都该人，他们并不相信复活这件事，但是他们却把这个问题提出来，一个问题是有关复活的事情。
Sadducees is a very unique group in Israel.
那撒都该人在以色列中间是一个非常特别的一个群。
They got a high position and they are very wealthy and with a lot of power.
然后他们是有权有势。
Today we say they got almost everything.
我们今天就说他们就是什么都有了。
But they need one more.
他还需要一件事情。
They want people to respect them.
他们需要大家的尊敬。
So they find there's an alley.To get close to, quote, religion.
So they feel that if I often can speak holy words, people will respect me.
Because with religion, then they will be raised higher and higher.
Because they use this religious platform, their position will increase.
For Sadducees, religion is a decoration.
Then we know that for Sadducees, so-called religion is a decoration only.
They don't believe, but they want to act they believe.
他们并不相信，但是他们就是表现出来，就好像哎，我很神圣，我很有宗教情操。
Actually, I would like to talk a little bit more about modern Sadducees.
我想跟大家提一下所谓的现代化的撒都该人。
They also bring the question to Christians, say, "If there's a God, show me."
然后他们的当今的问题就是说，如果有神的话，显给我看呢、啊。
If whether God can create a rock so huge that he cannot move，
那另外一个理论就是说，神如果是全能的，他能不能有一块石头是重，他能不能说创造一个石头是他自己都举不起来的呢
？Well, maybe the question is like, who created God?
另外一个问题说，那神，那是谁创造神呢
？Actually, nowadays there are quite a few professors in seminary. They belong to this category.
事实上，在所谓今天的所谓这个神学院里面，有些所谓的教授，他们的立点就是类似这样的立论。
They are liberal.
他们的所谓自由派的。
They themselves don't believe what exactly stated in the Bible.
他们并不完全相信圣经里所说的一切。
They don't truly believe the birth of Virgin Mary.
他们不相信所谓的圣母这个童女
童女
生子这件事情。
They don't believe incarnation.
他们也不相信所谓的复活。
They don't even believe Jesus' death and resurrection.
他们也不相信耶稣是从死里复活。
They climbed the ladder, got into the seminary, and become the professor.
所以他们就是爬到这个在神学院能够当教授的这个地位。
So I will encourage you, If there's a chance that you meet a professor in a seminary, you ask a very simple question.
So 我告诉大家，如果你有机会遇到一个所谓的神学院的教授，你可以问他一个很简单的问题。
Did Jesus die after 3 days? He became alive and resurrected.
那就是耶稣是不是死后三天又死里复活呢
？You just watch closely to their face.
你就小心的看他们的脸上的表情。
What their answer will be?
他们的答案是什么
？The answer should be yes, simply yes and no.
这个答案应该就是是或者不是。
And then you will start, if they are liberal, they will swing away and they try to make all kinds of explanation.
如果是所谓的自由派的话，他们会不会给你一个直接的答案？他们会转弯抹角的讲了这讲了一大迂回的一种答案。
And you will be very sure this is the modern Sadducees.
你就知道这就是所谓现代化的这个撒都该人。
I pick up certain part of the Bible.That I think this is reasonable, then I take it. But the rest of them, that's not my business. That is modern Sadducees.
所以我们今天的所谓撒都该人，就是他们有选择性的相信，他们把圣经里的有些经文，他认为他可以接受的，他就选出来；其他的，他说我不能接受的，我就不信。
I want God's blessing, but I don't want any requirement.
然后我要神的祝福，但是我不需要负任何的责任。
I want to go to heaven, but I don't want to repent.
我要上天堂，但是我不要认罪悔改。
I want to be religious, but I don't believe Bible.
然后我要有宗教情操，但是我不相信圣经。
I want to be spiritual, but I don't participate in prayer.
我要很属灵，但是我不参加祷告。
I need salvation, but I don't want Jesus.
我要这个救赎，但是我不相信耶稣。
I want to be a Christian, but I don't want to be baptized.
我要做一个基督徒，但是我不需要受浸。
I want to be a disciple, but I don't want to take up my cross.
我要做门徒，但是我不想背自己的十字架。
I want divine award, but I don't want to pay any price.
我要从神的来的奖赏，但是我不要付上任何的代价。
This is modern Sadducees.
这就是我们现今的撒都该人。
They pick and choose according to their own preference about the Bible.
那么他依照自己的爱好来选择他们所要的东西。
So after they brought up this they thought is very smart question to Jesus.
然后他们就撒都该人就说：“我这个问题实在是太妙了，就把这个带到耶稣的面前。”
Then Jesus responded like this. Jesus replied, "Are you not in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God?"
那耶稣的回答也同样的很精彩哈。耶稣说：“你们所以错了，岂不是因为不明白圣经，不晓得上帝的大能吗
？”Wow, would that be a very offensive to Sadducees? He said, "You do not know the scriptures."
哦，对这个撒都该人，耶稣这回答的确是非常严厉，因为他指耶稣指控他们说：“你们不晓得圣经。”你们不明白圣经。
They read Bible and they even memorized Bible.
这些撒都该人，他们读经不但读，而且还记在心，就是背诵起来。
But Jesus said, "You do not know the scriptures."
那耶稣也说，你们不明白圣经。
And also, "You do not know the power of God."
还跟他说，他们是不晓得神的大能。
Today, we would like to talk a little bit more about our faith, Christian faith.
今天我们来稍微的讲一下我们所谓的基督徒的这个信心，基督信心。
Christian faith is not something like eloquent talk.
基督徒的信心不是一种就是讲起来很好听的那种花言巧语一种的信心。
Try to show off how pious you are.
不是说表现出你多么的圣洁，多么的神圣。
Let's go into what Jesus said.About Christian faith.
我们来看一下耶稣所说的什么叫做基督里面的信心。
I put the word Christian faith. That is very specific mode.
我这边讲到基督徒的信仰，这是一个非常特定的 yeah.
Our faith need to be Holy Spirit revealed to you about Christ.
我们的信心是必须要从圣灵里面能够启示给你的，有关基督耶稣的启示。
If Holy Spirit does not or did not reveal to you about Christ, you don't really get the faith.
如果圣灵没有启示耶稣基督给你，你就没有得到这个信心。
From what Christ, from Jesus responded to Sadducees, he said, "Do not know the Scripture and do not know the power of God."
耶稣这里讲说，你们不明白圣经，也不晓得神的大能。
So there are two portions to build up our faith.
所以这里就说，我们的信心必须建立在两个基础上面，就是
The first one is objective truth.That point to the scriptures or the Bible.
第一个是所谓客观的真理，就是我们要明白圣经。
Why it called objective?
为什么叫做所谓的客观呢？
Objective means doesn't matter you believe or not.
客观表示说不管你信不信。
It's a fact.
是一个事实。
That's called objective.
这就是所谓的客观的真理。
Maybe you like it, maybe you don't like it. Doesn't matter.
不管你喜欢或者不喜欢，这是无关的。
It doesn't matter how many people vote against it, but it's still truth. That's called objective.
不管有多少人反对它，但是它还是一个真理，这就是所谓的客观的真理。
That is why we need to read the Bible to understand what the objective truth is.
所以这是为什么我们需要读经，让我们知道什么叫做客观的真理。
Without objective truth, then we become blind and we running nowhere.
如果不知道客观圣经的真理，我们就好像一个瞎的眼睛一样，就像一个无头的苍蝇一样飞来飞去。
And when Jesus responded, he said, "You do not know the scriptures."
当意思说你不明白圣经。
But they say, "We read the Bible and we memorize the Bible." The scriptures.
你看，当他们的反应力就说：“你在讲什么？我们这个圣经都不但有读经，而且是背得滚瓜烂熟的。”
What they are lack of?
是他们的这个不，他们这个错的地方在什么地方呢？
Can you tell?
你能够知道吗？
Because they are lack of Holy Spirit.
他们缺的是什么？他们缺的是他们是圣灵。
Without Holy Spirit guidance, you read the Bible, you don't read anything from that.
没有圣灵的启示引导，你读是读了，但是你读不出一个什么出来。
You would not truly understand.
你不能够完完全全真的明白。
We got into a Deuteronomy, and those verses try to tell us what really desire in what is God's desire for this law.
我们刚刚读了《生命记》，如果我明白神的心意的话，我们就这个读出一个真理。
And when the Holy Spirit guides you to read, then you start to realize, oh, God, your desire is for the Israel is these.
所以当圣灵能够引导你读出这个里面的真神的心意的时候，你就知道，哦，原来神你定这个律法是有这样这样的心意在里面。
But the beginning of understanding the truth is you start with objective truth.
所以这个明白真理一个开始就从一个所谓客观的明白真理开始。
And then the next step, after you enlightened the Bible, the scriptures, then you will be able to get into the second stage called subjective experience, the power of God.
当你得到这个圣灵的指引光照，得到这个客观的真理以后，第二步就是你能够有一个所谓的主观的经历，也就是所谓神的大能。
The objective truth become real to you, then you will experience.The power of God.
So, 当这个客观的真理变成你一个自己真的真正的一个经历了以后，你就能够经验到神的大能。
So you can see there are two rails for a train.
那你知道，就像一个铁道是有两条铁道的。
If the train can run smoothly, the train need to sit on the two rails.
如果一个火车要平平安安的在上面走的话，就是一定要。安置在这两条轨道上面。
One is objective truth, and the other one is subjective experience.
一条轨道是所谓的客观的真理，另外一条就是所谓主观的经历。
If you only got the objective truth, but you never really experience God's power, then something is still missing.
如果你一直只是一些所谓客观的真理，但是你从来没有自己经历过，有些主观的经历，经过了神的大能，那我相信你是有些东西是没有抓到的。
But you only experience the power, but you never really understand the truth. It's very dangerous.
反过来说，如果你是经过了所谓一些所谓很灵命奋心说神的大能的事情，但是你从来不明白圣经的真理，这是一个非常危险的。
So that's why Jesus' response to Sadducees is, "You do not know the Scripture, and you do not know the power of God."
所以耶稣这边回答说，你们是不明白圣经，而且你们不晓得神的大能。
Christian faith actually is very simple. Our faith is to follow Jesus.
基督的信心事实上是非常简单的，说是什么？就是跟随耶稣。
We need to understand what is his guidance for every day.
我们每天要知道他的带领是什么。
And we know we are heading for eternity.
那我们要知道我们是每天是朝着说永恒那边前进。
Through this journey, every day means something for me.
在这个旅程之中，每一天都有他的生活的意义。
And the ultimate purpose is to please him.Let him feel satisfied and happy.
你最终的目标是让神得到喜悦，让得到神的喜悦。
And this is our faith.
这就是我们的信心。
So after Jesus mentioned about the status of Sadducees, they do not know Scripture and they do not know the power of God.
所以耶稣就挑明了说，你们不明白圣经，不晓得神的大能。
So Jesus wanted to give answer to what these questions, seven brothers and one wife issue.
然后接着耶稣就要跟他们说明他们提的这个问题，所谓的七个弟兄娶的同一个女人的这件事情。
Verse 25 says, "When the dead rise, they will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven."
二十五节，人从死里复活，也不娶也不嫁，乃像天上的使者一样。
See, we try to analyze things based on what we learn or we experience so far or at present.
我们常常是靠我们自己的经历的事情来做一些判断评论。
Even based on very secular or worldly things or experience to extend to think about whatever in the heaven.
我们常常把这个属世的经历、属世的这个知识，把它应用到属神的、属灵的一些事情上面。
There will always be some cut-off line.
我们要知道这个一定有一个这个切割线的。
We cannot apply everything from the earth and then to the heaven.
我们不能把所有一切世上的一些道理，然后拿来做。做这个比喻到用在这个天上的道理。
We have learned many people talking about, "Oh, I got some loved one, and that loved one died, and I wish I can be with that person in heaven."
我们常提到有人这样讲说，哦，我的一个亲人过世了，我真的很想在天上跟他在一起。
That is a good intention.
你这个利益非常好。
But you need to see the.Divine requirement.
但是你必须要认清楚这个神圣的这个神的要求是什么。
Because heaven is regulated by God.
因为天堂是由神来统治的。
So you need to follow what the law he has said.
所以你必须要跟从神是怎么说的。
It's not based on how you prefer or your desire.
并不是因为你想要怎么样，天上的事情就跟你想象的心想事成那样。
So actually, in after death spirituality, we don't have any husband and wife relationship.
事实上，当我们到天堂的时候，没有所谓什么丈夫妻子之类的关系了。
I admire those people, couples. They love each other very dearly.
我就是非常非常敬重这些。 夫妻哈，他们就是彼此相爱到一个地步。
They don't want to set apart.
他们就是到死的也不愿意分离。
And they don't want even set apart of the relationship, husband and wife.
他们就是永远要不想要这个丈夫跟妻子的关系不永远不想让他分割。
That's great.
很好啊。
And continue for that.
继续下去啊。
But after we move to the next level, it's totally different.
但是当我们到了所谓属天的境界的时候，就完全是不是那么一回事。
I think that may give some relief for those couple they don't get along very well.
所以说，你的夫妻如果感情不和的话，也许这个时候就松了一口气，还好天堂的时候我不要再跟人在一起。
I did hear some wife said, "I will never spend all my eternity with my husband."
我也听过有的太太说，上了天堂了，我就千万不要再跟我丈夫在一起了哈。
Actually, let's talk about hell.
让我们这话锋一转，我们谈一下什么叫做地狱。
Actually, the very simple definition for hell is you need to spend your eternity all by yourself.
其实一个很简单的地狱的定义就是你会永永远远的一个人独自
在地狱里。
在地狱里。
That's the definition of hell.
这就是地狱的定义。
And the only slogan you will have is exactly what Jesus said on the cross.
这是唯一的 slogan?
口号。
唯一的口号就是耶稣在十字架上所说的。
In the hell, everyone will say this, "My God, my God, why you forsake me?"
在地狱里面，每个人喊的口号就是这一句，我的神，我的神，你为何遗弃我呢？
So,husband and wife, if both of them go to the hell, you will not spend time together. Everybody will be independent and isolated.
所以丈夫或者妻子，当你们到地狱的时候，你们不要担心会在一起，因为每个人都是独自一个人在那边，然后是永恒的，一直下去。
And the Bible told us there's a rich man in the hell. It's so horrible.That he asked to send somebody to earth to tell his brothers, say, "Don't come here, don't come here."
那我们知道，在圣经里提过一个比喻，就是说有一个妇人，她死后到了地狱的时候，因为太痛苦了，所以她就请这个亚伯拉罕说，你去派一个人去，把蜡到这个乞丐，派这个乞丐去告诉我的还活着的弟兄说，这里太苦了，不要来。
So if the person in the hell loves you so much, he would never want you to get there.
所以如果是你所爱的人，他终于到了地狱的时候，他会愿意说你永远不会到，跟他一样下到地狱的。
So don't think, "Oh, my loved one is in the hell. I want to get a reunion over there." You never had that chance.
所以不要想说，因为我心爱的人在那里，所以我也要跟他一起到下到那个地狱里去。你不会跟他在一起的。
So if there's a chance for you, you better choose go to the heaven.
如果是你还有机会的话，请你选择到天堂而不是到地狱。
And because Jesus wants to answer the question for those seven brothers and one wife issue.
所以因为耶稣要回答他们所谓的七个弟兄娶一个太太的这个问题。
Those eight people, when they go to the heaven, everybody is single.
耶稣就说了，当这八个人到了天上的时候，每一个人都是单身的。
They don't get married or they will be given in marriage.
因为人从死里复活，也不娶也不嫁。
The only really meaningful intimate relationship is between you and Jesus.
因为唯一存在的一个最珍贵的这个关系，就是你与神的关系。
Everything will based on this relationship.
所有的一切都是以这个为根基的。
So their question is get no credit.
所以他们这个问题在耶稣这回答之前显得好像很愚蠢了，很笨了。
Because they don't know about the scripture.
因为他们根本不明白圣经。
Then Jesus continued saying, verse 26, "Now about the dead rising, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the account of the bush, how God said to him, 'I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.'"
接着耶稣又说，第62、26节，论到死人复活，你们没有念过摩西的书荆棘篇上所在的吗？神对于摩西说，我是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
See, when Jesus said, "Have you not read in the book of Moses?" Would that be a kind of a insult or humiliation to a Sadducees?
所以当耶稣说问他说，你们难道没有念过耶稣的这个荆棘篇吗？对于撒都盖来说，这是好像一个很侮辱的一种这个言论哈。
They read Bible, they memorized scriptures, but Jesus said, "You have you not read in the book of Moses?"
因为我们知道他们撒都盖是天天都读经，而且是背经的。然后耶稣居然问他说，诶，你们难道没有念过这个摩西书里这一篇吗？
Let me pull back a little bit about those liberal professors in the seminary.
我再转回来讲一些所谓的这个神学院里面所谓自由派的教授们。
I truly believe they are very smart.
我真的是觉得知道他们是非常聪明的。
But how smart you are doesn't matter a damn about the Christian faith.
但是不管你有多聪明，在这个所谓基督教信心里面是一点都没有什么作用的。
And you know what? Because they don't have a Holy Spirit dwelling inside them, they feel extremely awkward.
因为他们没有所谓的圣灵在他们里面，所以他们觉得就是很处在一个很尴尬的一个地位。
But they, because they work in the seminary and they claim they are Christian, so they have to change or adjust this awkward situation.
但是他们又是在所谓的神学院里面教书的，所以他们就必须要把他们这个所谓的他们这个很尴尬的一个地位、很尴尬的言论，能够把它给他有一个这个扭转。
I have known quite a few Christians. They don't have much education.
我认识一些基督徒没有什么多大的文化的。
But when they read the Bible, they know exactly what God means.
但是他们一读经，他们就是明的的确确是知道明白神在讲什么。
But those smart professor, liberal professor, they don't. They just don't know.
但是这些所谓的很聪明的所谓的教授，自由派的教授，他们反而就是不能够明白神的旨意。
For that awkward situation, they need to collect many stuff, many literature, many archaeological evidence to prove their proposition is not that bad.
所以因为他们的处境是非常的一个很尴尬的地位，所以他们必须要大量收集很多资料，很多的考古的很多论文来支持他们的言论，他们的论点。
So any one of you, if you have a very simple faith, you can challenge those professors easily.
所以你们只要有一个很单纯的信心，你们就可以向这些人挑战。
Because I know what the scripture said.And I have experienced the power of God.
因为我明白圣经，而且我有经历过神的大能。
And those Sadducees, they don't believe the resurrection, yet they brought up the resurrection question.
因为撒都盖人他们不相信有复活，但是他们偏偏又把这个复活的这个问题提出来问。
And they quote the scripture by Moses.
然后他又提出摩西的这个经文。
So Jesus also quote the verses from Moses too.
耶稣就是也提出摩西的里面的经文。
And that verses in Exodus say, when Moses first time encountered God, what happened to Moses?
所以耶稣这里提到，就是在这个出埃及时候，当这个摩西第一次遇到神的时候，是怎么回事？
He was in the desert and he saw a bush.But the bush was burning, yet not destroyed.
我们知道摩西第一次遇到神的时候是在所谓的旷野，是在然后那边有一些所谓的荆棘。
And I need to give you a very brief history.
我这里必须跟大家有一个很简短的这个历史的介绍哈。
The ancestor of Israel is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
好，我们知道以色列人的老祖宗是亚伯拉罕、以撒以及雅各。
It's about like 2000 BC.
哦，差不多是主前2000年左右。
And Moses was 1600 BC.
那摩西是在主前大概1600年左右。
So Moses is about 400 years later than the ancestor.
所以我们知道摩西是在他的三位老祖宗之后大概400年左右。
So at that time, Moses' time, those three ancestors already died.
那我们这三位这个老祖宗都已经跟神见面了，去到神那里了。
And also buried.
已经埋葬了。
But when he encountered God, God talked to Moses, said,I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
但是当这个神跟亚伯拉跟这个摩西讲的时候说我是这边用的是所谓的现在是如果英文的话就很明显他说我现在是亚伯拉罕的神以撒的神雅各的神用的完全是现在是
Great. He used I am. That is present tense. That means I am now the God of Abraham, and I'm the God of Isaac. I am the God of Jacob.
意思就是说，我现在还是亚伯拉罕神，我现在还是以撒的神，我现在还是雅各的神。
So because he used the present tense, that means Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they now live in front of me.
意思就是说，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们现在还活在我的面前。
So from the worldly view, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they all died.
如果我们世人的眼光来看的话，这三个老祖宗都已经死了。
But in God's kingdom or domain, they are just alive.
但在神的国度里面，这个三个人还是活生活现的，活在神的面前。
That is a spirituality for us.
这就是一个属灵的真理。
You can claim today that I live in front of Almighty God.
你今天说我活在这个大能的神面前。
So, God gave us the concept of alive and dead through our normal life.
所以从我们这个正常的生命之中，神就告诉我们一个所谓的什么叫做活着，什么叫做死，什么叫活，什么叫死。
Some of you may have experienced that.Your relative or your loved one, they pass away and they died and they buried.
我们中间有很多人经历过我们的所谓的亲人，他们死去以后，然后已经被埋葬了。
There is a spiritual insight for us about a human death.
在人的生死，我们有一个属灵的一个方面的看法。
If death in our daily life is totally cut off.No more communication. That's called death.
如果死对我们来说，就是好比说你跟一个人或者什么完全没有交通，完全没有这个可以沟通的一个管道的时候，这就叫死。
There is no relationship anymore. That's called death.
你们之间没有再有任何的关系，这就叫死。
In spirituality.If there is no relationship, that's called death.
同样的，属灵上来说，如果是你们没有任何的这个关系的话，沟通的管道的话，这就是死。
So that means Abraham still keep that relationship with God, the same of Isaac and Jacob.
所以就表示说，我们认为好像已经死了，已经埋葬了这个亚伯拉罕、以撒以及雅各，还继续在与神有一个。关系有个沟通的关系
，because the God that we believe, He is the origin of life.
因为我们所信的神是生命的源头。
Anyone still keep the connection, keep the relationship with God, that means you are always, always alive, even though you may die.
所以一个人，如果是你一直那个保持维持与神的这个关系的话，你就是所谓的活，不管你是生还是死。你只要跟神有这样一个关系的话，你就是活的。
It's a very living experience, the relationship, and that is based on the faith.
我们这是一个活生生的一个经验，然后这个经验的话，完全是在于我们的信心上面。
So when Jesus said to Sadducees, "Is you guys in error and you are badly mistaken because they are lacking of"something.
所以耶稣说你们都错了，你们大错特错了，因为你们是有些东西是欠缺，你们不明白的。
They are lack of the Holy Spirit revelation.
第一个他们欠缺就是神、圣灵的启示。
And they are lack of to really know through the Holy Spirit to understand the objective truth. Objective truth, yes.
因为没有圣灵的带领，所以他们就不明白这个所谓客观的真理。
And they don't haveA very subjective experience.
然后就是他们就没有这个所谓的、主观的经历，认识神的大能的经历。
But to, for Sadducees, they thought they are very holy, they are very religious, they are very spiritual.
但是撒都该人他们认为他们是非常神圣的，非常属灵的。
So they brought that, this question to Jesus.
所以他们就把这个问题带到耶稣的面前来。
Seven brothers and one wife.
就所谓的这个其实很好笑的问题，就是所谓的七个兄弟还一个太太的问题。
Because the attitude is arrogant, that's why they got into this dead alley.
他们那个陷到这个死胡同，主要是因为他们的态度就是一种自大、骄傲、狂。
Sometimes we don't realize maybe I got some arrogance inside in front of God. We may not know.
有时候我们在神面前也会有这种所谓的自大，有时候我们自己不知道的。
But there is an indication that you can verify.
但是你如果有这样的现象的话，你就知道哦，也许我真的是有些在神面前是有些自大。
When you read Bible and you don't understand, you need to know the very first step, because my arrogance inside, that's why I don't understand.
第一个现象就是，当你读圣经的时候，你搞不清楚、不明白的话，你就要反省说，是不是因为我心里有这种自大、这种自傲。
Then the only way you can work it out is pray and ask God's mercy.
唯一的办法就是你能够很谦卑的，在祷告，求神能够怜悯。
I found many, many people once they hit into some question and they start to.Degrade the Bible.
我有遇过一些人，就是他们一旦问一些问题，他们马上就是哦，一定是圣经不对。
They never believe that I may have some problem. That's why I cannot understand.
他们就是没有想说，也许是问题是在我啊，所以我不明白啊，大概是我自己有问题了。
Until you humble and call upon God to help you.The Holy Spirit would start to reveal you. You find no truth.
除非你能够谦卑下来，然后请圣灵来引导你，否则的话，没有圣灵的引导，你是很难明白真理的。
And then through that Holy Spirit help, then you start to realize that objective truth.
然后由这个圣灵的引导，你开始能够有第一步，就是能够明白这个客观的真理，明白圣经。
And once the objective truth become real to you, instantly, you will start to experience the power of God.
So, 当这个圣经变成一个真理的时候，马上你就能够经历到神的大能。
This is very, very simple because I want to follow Jesus.
其实总归而言是非常简单的，就是你愿意要跟随耶稣。
The faith we need is not just only, oh, because I heard, or I understood, or I agreed what the Bible said.
So, 信心并不只是因为你听到，或者是你了解，或者是你赞同圣经里的讲的。
We need to believe, we not just only believe Jesus, we believe in Jesus.
我们必须要有这个信，不但是信耶稣，而且是把这个信在耶稣里面。
So that means Jesus is inside you now.
表示说耶稣是在你的里面。
And every step he will guide and I follow.
每一步他的带领我就跟从。
This is called believe in Jesus.
这就是能够信在耶稣里面。
I believe you believe, let's say, Caesar's existence.
那我相信大家都相信这个所谓凯撒大帝哈，历史的有名的人物，你们都相信他的存在吧
？You believe Abraham Lincoln.
我们也相信这个林肯的存在，哈，没有问题的。
But I don't think you believe in Caesar. I don't think you believe in whoever.
但是我相信你不是说信在这个
信进去了，
信进去哈 ，very good， 信把这个亚伯拉罕信进去了，不是亚伯拉罕，林肯信进去了，或者是把这个凯撒大帝信进去了。
First of all, they're dead. They cannot no longer give you a guidance.
第一，他们是死了，他没办法引领你们。
So you don't believe in those people.
所以你不能够这个把他们信进去，对不对
？But you do believe their existence.
但是你相信他们的存在。
But hopefully, Christian would not just only I believe Jesus exists.
希望我们基督徒不只是相信说耶稣是存在，的确存在。
I need to believe in Jesus so He can guide me.
希望我们是能够把这个耶稣能够信进去，然后他能够带领我们。
Let's pray. We would not be the modern Sadducees.
求我们祷告，让我们不要做所谓的二十一世纪的撒都该人。
Let's go to the Lord.
我们来祷告。